Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A WOTUS update with Colin Woodall today. We're back with Colin in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well. FFA! Right now, there's an injunction against the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers about moving forward with implementation of WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule that was supposed to go into effect at the end of August. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association with us today. Colin, I know we've tried to get a legislative fix regarding WOTUS, but it doesn't seem like that's really panning out. I guess at this point, we're really left to some sort of a solution through the courts.
We tried to get Congress to act to send this rule back to EPA. The House did their job. The Senate failed to do their job. So really, Congress is out of the equation. There's nothing else that they can do to help us. They can work on some defunding language, which will be a short-term fix to prevent EPA from doing any enforcement, but that ultimately doesn't fix the problem. So it's going to be up to the courts to ultimately make the decision to send this thing back to EPA just to kill it. But that's a 5 to 6 year process. And our concern is how many producers will be caught in this before we can actually get the final court decision.
How long will the stay that was made, you know, initially for the 13 states, now it's nationwide, how long can we realistically expect that stay to remain in place?
Yeah, we expect that it will probably only remain in place until all the district courts start their hearings. So, you know, we may get a year out of it. It could be less than that. But it is definitely just a short-term protection. It's not long-term at all.
I know that there was some cheers by the folks that do not like WOTUS. They want to see it, you know, basically taken apart, go back to the drawing board. There was some good news from at least a couple of the courts and some of the statements that they have made in regards to kind of signaling how a ruling might eventually happen.
We have been encouraged by a lot of the rhetoric that we have seen from the courts. Most recently, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, because that's a 3-judge panel. And 2 of the judges were very clear that they believe we, as the plaintiffs, could very, very well win this case. Now, we know that that's not going to be enough for EPA, that they will force an appeal. And we expect, when you just look at the overall case history of this issue in general, we'll ultimately go to the Supreme Court. So that's why I say we're talking 5 to 6 years before we get that final decision. But again, we are optimistic that we could win this thing outright and just finally stop this issue once and for all.
Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, and several other groups, Farm Bureau, corn growers, pork producers, and others, have sent a letter to 11 Democratic senators asking them to reconsider their position on Senate Bill 1140 that would send WOTUS back to EPA and tell them to start over. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, the regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.